Massive data centers are being planned in Wisconsin to help power the global boom in artificial intelligence. The data centers will add demand for electricity and water after years of declining usage of both in Wisconsin. How might that impact investments in Wisconsin in electricity and water infrastructure? To find out more, WWM's Mayan Silver spoke with Tyler Burns. He's Senior Research Associate for the Wisconsin Policy Forum. It released a report this week on data centers and utilities.
So data centers do use a lot of electricity and quite a bit of water. And over the course of the last 20 years, we've seen declining demand for electricity, dropped about 9% in total electricity use, and a couple of percent in terms of one-time electricity use. And so because data centers use so much electricity, there isn't really capacity in the system to supply the electricity that these data centers need, because we've been sort of expecting electricity to continue to decline, and so the ability to generate more electricity has sort of come out of the system as things like coal plants age and become more expensive to operate and more expensive to rehabilitate. And so, you know, the electricity demanded by these centers is going to cause the need for increased generation capacity, so the ability to generate more electricity, both over the course of the entire year, but then also, more importantly, you know, at one specific time. And so, you know, electricity generation tends to sort of peak when everybody's using their air conditioner, everybody's at work.
Okay, so that's the electricity picture. What can you tell us about data centers and water?
On the water side, the story is a little bit different. Statewide, we sell billions of gallons of water utilities, Madison Water Utility, Milwaukee Water Utility, the Milwaukee Water Works, the people you write your check to for your water bill. They sell hundreds of billions of gallons of water each year. And so, you know, these data centers use a lot of water, tens of millions of gallons, and that sounds like a lot, but there's a lot of excess capacity in the water supply system in many places in the state. So, you know, there's more slack in that system. Now, that may be different in particular communities. You know, that may be something that, you know, people need to look into. But generally speaking, statewide, there's more capacity in the water generating system to meet the demand of these data centers than there is in the electricity generating system.
And given that, is there like an underlying takeaway that people should come away with based on this report?
I think, you know, going forward, it makes sense to be careful about making these long-term investments in the state's electricity grid and the state's, you know, sort of business environment. One thing to keep in mind is that, you know, if we'd have made projections 10 years ago about what electricity use is going to be now, we'd have said, well, it's going to continue dropping. And so, you know, you're making decisions based on that. Right now, it looks like in the future, over the next 10 years, demand is going to go up because of these data centers. But if that demand doesn't materialize and we make all these investments, you know, then there will be bigger questions about who's going to pay for these investments in new generating capacity if that demand doesn't materialize. And so, you know, we always need to be careful about making big projections for the future, because that's, you know, that's very difficult. I think that's something that as folks are making decisions about this, we need to consider, you know, what happens if that demand doesn't materialize. And that's something we point out in the report. And I think, again, you know, a 5-year projection, a 10-year projection, 15-year projection, that just gets more and more difficult. We don't know what the future is going to look like. And that uncertainty is something I think we should consider.
That was Tyler Burns of the Wisconsin Policy Forum speaking with WWM's Mayan Silver. The forum recently released a report on data centers and utilities.